Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Market Watch on the Morning Run with Melissa, Julian and Ibrahim. We've got Mohsin Aziz on the line now. He's an analyst at Maybank Investment Bank.
Good morning, Mohsin. We've seen the prices of AirAsia and AirAsia X bouncing very strongly from the bottom. Now, investors were extremely negative about the group throughout last year. They even ignored cheap prices. So what has changed for this group?
Well, cold hard results. Good ones, in fact. So that kind of like precipitated all the interest and all the doubts that they have, or rather most of it, has been blown out of the window. So people are just looking at the company based on fundamentals and based on normal valuation metrics. They are very, very cheap. Like you correctly highlighted out, they were ignored for the greater part of 2015. In fact, their share price performance was the worst for the entire Asia-Pacific region, down 60 to 70% in USD terms. So with your sentiment being at an all-time low, it's not surprising when you show one solid result, people will start to have a rethink.
Do you think that the rebound in oil prices to about $40 per barrel for the Brent would have any effect in terms of stopping this upward rise of the prices?
You know, oil price at $40 per barrel, the airline people are still smoking cigars and having parties every day. It's still a very cheap price for them.
Now, okay, of course, when I look at your notes, you talk about the associates for both AirAsia and AirAsia X not contributing meaningfully at this point in time. When is that going to start making sense to investors to seriously look at these associates, which are in places like India and Japan and even Thailand and Indonesia?
Well, with regards to AirAsia Berhad first, they've got plenty of associates. A lot of the associates are still in early gestation period, namely India and Japan, which is just about less than 2 years old. So they will still go through that initial period of losses. The concern, however, is on Indonesia, a country that they have been around for 14 years and just can't crack it. So I'm reasonably assured with their new strategy, whereby they're going to downsize and just focus on international sector. The lower oil price will help them as well. So I think if anything, they should be able to reduce the losses or even break even by the end of 2016. Philippines, I'm more bullish. Philippine economy is super strong. If you were in Manila right now, the electricity in the air is just fantastic. Everybody's feeling optimistic. The GDP growth is strong, construction everywhere. And the beauty about the aviation sector, it has fully consolidated. There are only three players with no possibility of a newcomer. And it has fully, let's just say, segmentized. The premium market goes to Philippine Airlines. The budget market goes to Cebu Pacific. And whatever's crumbs left goes to AirAsia Philippines. So they will make it.
Okay, you have a hold on AirAsia RX and a buy on AirAsia. Why is that?
From a valuation perspective, we believe AirAsia Berhad is far more compelling. And in terms of risk-reward, it's also better. The Malaysian operation is really strong. And the associates are starting to, get better. With regards to AirAsia X, it's still a very high-risk business in my personal point of view. They haven't made money for the past 3 years. Granted, fourth quarter, they made a nice profit, but in their business, they only make profit maybe 2 quarters in every year, and that is the fourth quarter and second quarter. The upcoming first quarter, I still have my doubts. Looking at my calculation, I still think it's going to go down in losses. So people will go through this quarterly turbulence. They will feel upbeat at one moment and downbeat the next. So I think it's not at a stage where the business is at a steady state. Still high risk. I'd rather put my money on AirAsia Berhad.
Okay, let's move on to Petronas Chemical, because that's a stock you cover as well. And it's quite relevant right now, given there is some interesting movement in oil prices. How do oil prices correlate with the business of Petronas Chemical?
Well, petrochemicals, their raw material are either crude oil or natural gas, basically hydrocarbon. And therefore, there is at least about 82 to 85% correlation with regards to price movement, meaning to say if oil prices go up, you would reasonably estimate or guess that petrochemical prices will go up as well. So in this current environment, I think if oil prices go to 40 and stay 40, it's a mild positive for PChem. For me, at the end of the day, global consumption, it's still positive. The number of middle-income people in the world are rising at a rapid pace. And this will drive consumption, things like plastics, refrigerators, white goods, you know, it'll just go on. And these are the kind of items that consume a huge amount of petrochemicals. So things are still good for them.
Thank you so much, Mohsin. And of course, you have a buy on Petronas Chemical. That was Mohsin Aziz, analyst at Maybank Investment Bank.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area, visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!